let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, the 44th annual edition of A Capital Fourth, broadcast live from the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol on PBS, welcomes back iconic actor and television host Alfonso Ribeiro to host and perform on America's National Independence Day celebration with all-star musical and patriotic performances from pop, country, R&B, classical, and Broadway artists. America's longest-running live national July 4th TV tradition will air on PBS and stream on YouTube at pbs.org. All happens next Thursday night, July 4th at 7 Central. And to talk about it all is Alfonso Ribeiro. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I mentioned just a moment ago that I'm excited, but my 12-year-old was more than excited that I was talking to Alfonso today.
Yeah. Listen, you know, it's an honor for me, you know, this many years into my career to have the ability, you know, to have the youth really be as excited to have me do something as it was before. You know, it's a whole new audience. America's Funniest Videos has given me, you know, a new lease on life with a younger generation. So it's pretty cool. And obviously, you know, some of us older folks, you know, we're still down for the Fresh Prince days. But
yes,
I'm loving my younger audience.
You know, the Capitol Fourth is another great American tradition, isn't it, Alfonso?
It really is. It's an incredible show. 44 years of doing this show, you know, to celebrate our country's 248th birthday. The show has been incredible every year, and the artists that come on, and all of the, you know, the love and support that we get from the crowds. I mean, last year when I hosted it, there was nothing more special than being there on the West Lawn of the Capitol building, and that audience and the love and the energy. It was just incredible. It really was. And so for me, it's such an honor to be able to do this and follow in great footsteps of previous hosts who've done the show, and I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to do it again and enjoy and deliver a wonderful show on our nation's birthday.
Well, and there's quite an all-star lineup that will be performing at a Capitol Fourth this year, including legendary Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and producer Smokey Robinson. You can't get better than that.
It just simply doesn't get better than that. I mean, Smokey Robinson is truly a living legend in our business and in the music industry. And to do a special performance celebration of Motown's 65th anniversary is special. But we have Fantasia and Sheila E. and Chloe Flower and Sister Sledge and I mean, just it goes on and on and on, right? Darren Criss, Lauren Allred, Britt Stewart from Dancing with the Stars will be there doing a special performance with me. We're going to do a little
surprise.
Something fun to start the show off, and we're going to have a great time. And always the incredible Jack Everly with the National Symphony Orchestra. It's a great lineup. It's a great group of people. Sean Johnson East is going to be doing a special send-off for our athletes competing in the summer games with Olympians and Paralympians with the National Symphony Orchestra. So it's going to be a wonderful show, the greatest fireworks in the land. Super, super excited.
Plus, there's a salute to American heroes past and present, celebrating the service of Americans from 1776 to today, our military families, which is so important. With a performance by the U.S. Army Chorus, featuring representatives of the greatest generation, including a World War II veteran from D-Day, and an appearance by an original Rosie the Riveter. How cool is that?
Well, yes. I mean, the Rosie the Riveter, you know, May Creer was one of the original Rosies. And I had an opportunity to meet her in Hawaii a little while back because my wife's grandmother was also one of the original Rosies. And so they did a beautiful presentation for Pearl Harbor Day, and I got to meet May, and it's very exciting that she's going to be with us. Unfortunately, my wife's grandmother has since passed, but to honor the Rosies is very special, and, you know, they deserved to be recognized much earlier, but you know, better late than never. They played an incredible, important role in America being able to to get back into the war and get the planes out there. And so for me, it's that holds a very special place in my heart, and I can't wait to see May on the 4th.
Well, you know, you're talking about the fireworks themselves. The U.S. Army Band Pershing Zone and the U.S. Army Herald Trumpets will cap off the musical finale and the fireworks display that's presented by the National Park Service, by the way, and over the National Mall and all the memorial parks. It's just going to be beautiful.
Yeah, you know, we've done it this way, and it's such a beautiful thing because, I mean, the fireworks really just, you know, for all of D.C. to be able to enjoy, and it's in a perfect spot, and the National Park Service does an incredible job with that, and it's the best fireworks in the land, period. Last year, watching it was like, wow, what is that? I mean, this is incredible. So, exciting.
Well, and by the way, you're making Ryan Seacrest look like a slacker here. Capital Fourth, you're hosting, host of America's Funniest Home Videos, host of Dancing with the Stars. You are one busy guy.
I like it that way. You know, my family's from Trinidad and Tobago. I've got, you know, my ancestry comes from there. So one of the things of a West Indian is you're supposed to have at least 5 jobs. So I'm still slacking.
You know, next year also marks the 35th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You've been acting, directing, hosting since the early 80s. What a career you have had so far.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm 52, and I've been working for 44 years. I started in 79 on a PBS TV series called Oh Yeah, Willie. And here we are working with PBS again, right? So it comes full circle. I feel very fortunate that I've been able to continue doing this, something that I love for this many years. And, 35th anniversary of Fresh Prince, pretty cool. I got to do a fun thing with Tatiana Ali the other day, and played Ashley on the show. And so, yeah, it's always wonderful when they're honoring and people are looking back, and there's anniversaries that we get to enjoy through the years of the stuff that we've created in our lifetime. So it's pretty cool.
All right, at Capital Fourth, America's longest-running live national July 4th TV tradition will air on PBS and stream on YouTube and PBS.org from Washington, D.C., live next Thursday night, July 4th at 7 Central. Alfonso, always great talking to you, and, you know, really, truly enjoy the festivities next Thursday.
Thank you so much, and I hope all your listeners enjoy the 4th of July with us.